And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 23rd of September, 2014. It's the birthday of Bruce Springsteen, born Long Branch, New Jersey, 1949, who, at the age of 7, saw Elvis Presley on the Ed Sullivan Show and turned to his mother and said, "I want to be just like that." When he was in high school, he joined a local band called the Castiles. They played in trailer parks and Elks Lodges and birthday parties. He played with various bands, writing his own songs, playing for anything that would hire them in the towns along the Jersey Shore. Got a contract with Columbia, recorded a couple albums. Sales were bad. They were talking about terminating him. And so he spent 14 months working on a new album, 6 months on one song, Born to Run. That album came out in August 1975, and Bruce Springsteen became an overnight sensation. In the early years, he wrote and sang songs about teenage life on the streets of New Jersey, about cars and girls, and working at dead-end jobs. After Born to Run, he was more interested in folk music, country music, Hank Williams. He said, "In country music, I found the adult blues, the working men's and women's stories I had been searching for." In his late 20s, he read a biography of Woody Guthrie, and his music became more political. He recorded a solo acoustic album, Nebraska, about people's lives who were slipping through the cracks. He considered it his most personal record, and then his next album, Born in the USA, became one of the best-selling albums of all time. Bruce Springsteen, who said, "I tend to be a subscriber to the idea that you have everything you need by the time you're 12 years old to do interesting writing for most of the rest of your life." It was on this day, 1806, Lewis and Clark, Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, returned from their westward expedition after more than 2 years and 8,000 miles. Came up the Mississippi River into St. Louis, and the whole town crowded along the shore to welcome them with gunfire and ringing bells. It's the birthday of Ray Charles, born Albany, Georgia, 1930. Ray Charles, who said, "I just want to make my mark, leave something musically good behind. If it's a big record, that's the frosting on the cake, but music is the main meal." And it was on this day, 1641, a ship full of Spanish gold went down about 40 miles off the coast of Cornwall, England, the Merchant Royal, with 100,000 pounds of gold on it, nearly $1 billion in today's currency, a ship that treasure hunters have been looking for ever since. In 2007, a company said they had recovered more than $500 million in coins from a shipwreck they thought was the Merchant Royal, but it's believed the coins came from another ship instead. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Simpson, entitled Summer Morning. There are whole blocks in New York where no one lives, a district of small factories, and there's a hotel. One morning, when I was there with a girl, we saw in the window opposite men and women working at their machines. Now and then, one looked up. Toys, hardware, whatever they made, it's been worn out. I'm 15 years older myself, bad years and good. So I have spoiled my chances. For what? Sheer laziness, the thrill of an assignation, my life that I hold in secret. Summer Morning by Lewis Simpson, from his collected poems published by Paragon House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.